on page Pei Dalet, the Rebbe was giving us a little bit of a taste of how he learned the parish of Shibud Mitzrayim, of the slavery Mitzrayim of Avadim Hayinu. And now the Rebbe continues as he brings us closer to the Gula of Mitzrayim. And this is all by way of teaching us how to try to learn all of Torah, that all of our learning should be in such a way to take the time, a few extra minutes, to try to live through the parashiyos of Chumash. So on the bottom of Pei Dalet, the last 2 weeks we were learning this description of all the suffering. And in the midst of all of this sorrows, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen appeared. B'kol Hashem b'hem kairei. And the voice of Hashem Baruch was calling out, proclaiming through them, Pokaid Pakadati Eschem. So Bnei Yisrael heard those magic words, Pokaid Pakadati, that Hashem Baruch has remembered his people, Besa Osu Lachem HaMitzrayim, Hashem, through Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron, says to Bnei Yisrael that I remember you and I remember all that you've been through. I know all that you've been through in Mitzrayim. Va'omer a'ala eschem yoni Mitzrayim elev zavas cholav adrash. And I'm telling you that now I will take you out from the poverty of Mitzrayim and bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe tells us what it must have been like to hear that. Gam ishkar haruach, even a person who by nature was cold spirited, wasn't the singing and dancing type. Gam ishkar haruach uchvad amana, even a person of cold spirit and with the heaviness of amuna, not the person who was on fire with amuna. It wasn't possible for him to be doubtful, to be uncertain about these holy words that he heard. Because they were able to see mamish, that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't some charismatic leader, some new politician on the block that was speaking to them, but Rach Hashem Adab al Yada, but that Hashem's Baruch was speaking through him. Aval yesh shegam lahat Hashemesh yikhe be'enei ish hameduka berusas miyisura. But still, there is a type of a person who is completely blinded by his misery and his suffering. And he can't even see in the brightness of the afternoon sun. He still can't see. V'gamit Saharayim, Yamashesh Kashi Yamashesh Iver Ba'afela. And this person, even in the middle of the day, and he's groping around like a person who's blind, like somebody in darkness. And in order that even these people, even the skeptical types, even the ones who are not swayed by the diburim, by the words, So there were oasis that were given, there were signs that were given. And they saw Kulam Rayim es Neflos Elokeinu. And they saw the wonders of Hashem. Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, v'kulam kairim v'moidim mishtachel v'Hashem. And everybody fell down on their faces. Asher ro'as onyam, that they saw that the God of their fathers saw, had finally looked and seen their misery. U'mishmei Hashemayim el sheflusam yard l'hayishiyam. And from the highest heavens, that the Baruch Shalom was descending to save them. Ze'im ze'medaber. So he said, try to imagine. Stop on a regular day, you know, a regular Shabbos, a regular day. You didn't have what to say to each other, you know. What's going on? Did you hear what's going on? You know, people have a lot to say to each other. That's on a regular day. So he says, can you imagine what it was like then? Ze'im ze'er medaber ve'zem ze'er mesiach. Everybody was talking, everybody was tumulting over what was going on. Kulam smeichim, and there was simcha, there was gewaldige simcha. V'ha'ish ba'el beisa misapel ishtai. And each person was coming home and was discussing things with his wife, Levonav, and the children. Es ha'gedoilas v'ha'nefloyes asher shamho. That they heard all amazing things that were going on, the perilous things that were happening. Vasharoa Aina, things that he saw, Umadabram Umid Sairam Lifnaim, Ech Tira Yitziyasamiza. And they were speaking to each other and they began to imagine what it was going to be like to finally to leave Mitzrayim. Ubameyachinu Atsum Ladarach, and they began to discuss the Hachanas, to prepare and what are we going to do. All the excitement. V'yesha sheba pachad yishal yelatomim. And in some of those homes, the Rebbe says, there was an innocent child. The child was afraid. And he would say, oh, v'imi. He would ask his parents, v'ech zen neitze, how is it possible for us to leave? V'hanoigis yaka yisano. We're going to get beaten. They're going to be beaten by the Neuges, by the Gestapo. How is it possible for us to leave? This is how they grew up. This is all they saw. Zochen ha'avi. And the child says to his father, don't you remember? Kasherak nisveshalta oz lokum. Don't you remember that time that you were just a little bit late getting up? Ech hiko yischo harasha hazeh. How that wicked person, how that mitzri, how he beat you up. Kama shavuos chalisa acharze, and how you were sick for a few weeks after that. Kama leilois hisgoilalto b'yisurecha, how many nights the child says to his father, you were rolling in your pain, reeling in pain during the night. So the child was saying, "Ani misyari, I'm afraid." In other words, I'm afraid. What do you mean? What do you mean we're going to leave? How could it be? A child that grew up in that couldn't see outside of that world of slavery and of beatings and this is. How could we even think of trying to leave? It's going to be terrible. Vayigar by Aviv Lamer, and the father would rebuke him and say, Hayachal Yuchal had Noiges Lahar Alano. Do you think that the Noiges, do you think that the overseer will be able Lahar Alano to do anything to harm us? Now that the time has come where Hashem's Ratzon to redeem us has been revealed, once the Rebbe Shalom has revealed, Pakai Pakadati, and the time has come, and he's started to show the miracles. Do you think that anybody could hurt us? But the child would cry. He continued to ask, so the child would ask his father, how is it possible that until now Hashem held back, that Hashem didn't redeem us, didn't save us from all of the tzaras? In other words, if you're telling me that now we don't have to worry, there's nothing to be afraid, everything's going to be fine. So if that's true and the Rabbi Shalom could do that, then I don't understand, the child would say. So how did Hashem withhold this from us? We had such terrible tzaras until now. So if Hashem is capable of doing this now, why didn't he do this earlier? And the little boy said to his father, don't you remember when the Rishayim crushed my friend? Ben Shechenenu Babinyan, as the Mitzvim would do, they took children and they would put them into the plaster, into the building, while they were alive. Why? Because my friend's father didn't complete the quota that he had to for that day's work. The boy says to his father, don't you remember when my friend's entire body was pushed into the building? And all we could see, because he was covered with, he was in the bricks and the mortar, whatever, and all we saw was his mouth. And we could just see his mouth screaming and crying because of the weight of the bricks and the schmutz and the filth that was on him. And the little child remembers and he starts to cry now. And he says about my friend, my, don't you remember with his last kaiches how he screamed out, cried out to his mother and to his father and to his mother, Hatsilu na Hatsilu, save me, save me. Ki evshali lisa yaisa, I can't bear it anymore. So the child says, Gam aisi kara azbi yasuv. Don't you remember how my friend not only called to his parents, but I was there and he called out my name also. Ma ayam haya. How horrible it was. Kishanos nos alaveina achrein alav. And the Egyptians slammed that last brick over his face. And his brain was crushed and he died. And you remember how he says, how my mother, how he says to his father, how mommy grabbed me and pulled me away and took me home. He says to his father, I was really prepared to give my life up for my friend. They should crush me in the building instead of him. If Hashem's Baruch is so kind and he's so strong, then you're telling us that he's taking us out of Mitzrayim, we don't have to worry about getting hurt, then how come Hashem didn't have rachmanis on my friend? And the child was crying and crying. And his mother took him. She was one of these of the righteous women. And the woman took her alcheka on her lap. And she said, listen, my precious child. Shmana, listen, I'll not tivke yakiri. Don't cry, my precious one. Halomi aldus cholimadati eschaladas. Didn't I teach you from the time that you were a little boy to know Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hu Elokim, that Hashem is God. Sayamim v'sanaharis, the oceans and the rivers, It's a Shemayim v'Esaretz Bara, heaven and earth He created. It's a Kol Brit Sayni Asa, He did everything according to His will. It's a Kol Brit Sayni Manhig, and He conducts everything according to His will. Ein Dov Nistar Mimenu, there is nothing that's hidden from Him. Ach V'Mamakei Haaretz, nothing is hidden from Hashem in the depths of the earth. V'Ach B'Sachtes Hayam, or at the bottom of the ocean. It's a Kol Bara Raya U'Manhig. Everything He created, He sees and He controls. V'nachnu v'chol ha'nivroim, and us and all that's created, balei soif gvul v'keitz, we're finite, we're mortal. Avol Elokeinu chai v'kayim, but our God lives forever. Ein soif is infinite, v'lo gvul v'keitz lo. Umeroiv gadlus ein soif yusai, and because of the greatness and exaltedness of His infinite being, no created being could possibly comprehend Him. Anything, all actions and all understanding of a child, it's anything that a human being, anything that a nivra, any created being, any human being could possibly understand, it's all like the understanding of a little child. Kimidas mayach hayelad, next page, v'chachmasa. Like the mida of the mayach of a child, the mind of a child. Whatever a human being understands, it's only what a human being is capable of understanding. Kimidas mayach ish v'chachmasa, which a human mind can comprehend. Avol Elokeinu kel ram benisa, but the Bnei Shalom is high, is above everything. Kol chachme cheled imalachi elyon layisigu, all of the chachma, all of the wisdom of the earth, and all of the angels can't possibly comprehend Him. V'hi gadluso, that's His greatness. Afas ma'isa b'morim in polois v'shabars l'nedav hisifarati, whatever He does above, all that He does below in this world, we don't understand. V'hisifarati, and that's His splendor, His greatness. He's beyond us. Re'eino b'nishi said, look, my child. Hali Hashem Elokei Yisrael molei es kol ha'olam. She would say, look and understand how the Rebbeinu Shalom fills the entire world. Ve'ein pina v'lei zoves eshele yimali yisan, and there isn't a corner, there isn't anywhere that Hashem doesn't fill. Gam ata b'sicheinu zeh shonu medabim, and even now in this conversation that we're having, lefaneinu yisbarach nimsa, the Rebbeinu Shalom is here mamish with us right now as we're having this conversation. How is it that we don't see Him? Halei bekirbi ubekirbel chakadosh Yisrael yesh, within me and within you, the Holy One of Yisrael is here. Ve'echzeh le'nidra'eyu, and how is it we don't know Him? Ha'ev shalish b'sich le'hanayish le'hasig zois. Is it possible? Is it possible for a human mind to understand this? These of course, are issues that the Rebbe would be trying to explain to the Jews, that to those who were struggling to survive with him in the Warsaw Ghetto, and then afterwards in concentration camp. She says, "Rak achas lanu, there's one thing that we have. Lahamin b'yisbar, just to believe in Him." This is how a mother would have, this is to imagine how a mother would speak to a child and to give chizuk to the child. The child was afraid of Geula. He was afraid what was going to be. How could there be anything but suffering? And if the time has come for Geula, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam then it's, how is it that the Rosh Hashanah didn't do anything until now? The parents themselves have to be filled with emunah in order to be able to give this over to the children. Can you imagine if you see a society like now, that the mother would say to the child, you should go look on emunah.com to go see, get some chizuk. No, I'll be back for my appointment a little bit later. In the meantime, if you're having some shilas, you should go look on .com, emunah.geulah.com. A person has to have mamish, an ocean of emunah himself, to give over to children. That's all we have. Lahamen b'yizbarach. We believe in the Baruch Shalom. That's all we could do. Ubli shum chakiris v'schachmus, and without any chachmus and chakiris, without any shrewdness or clever inquiries, trying to figure things out. All we can do is lishma derech Hashem, is to live according to the will of Hashem. Chukav mishpatuk v'yashat siva Avram Avinu liYitzchak. And to live the way that Avram Avinu told Yitzchak to live. Yitzchak liYaakov, and Yitzchak told Yaakov, v'Yaakov lebanav, and Yaakov told his children. Ubanav livneim achareim adlan. And Yaakov's children told their children until us. That's a beautiful... That pashtus is what every child needs to hear. I'm sure everybody remembers the maisa with that drunk from din of the maisa with the bnei saschir I think it was the Bnei Sascha, it was Yontif morning. Just reminding them that it was Yontif morning, and everybody came to shul, and it was excited about the Siddurim, and those who were zeichet to be by the Bnei Sascha a little bit for the Seder, and. And they came to Bnei Sascha, and Bnei Sascha said, "My Seder was nothing. Go ask Moshe over there about his Seder. That was his Seder. You know the Moshe. Shlomi used to sing the Moshe beautifully, but it's brought down in the song that so who's this Moshe? This Moshe was like the shikker, you know, the drunk over there in Dinev, and you know, this was at the end of davening, not in the morning, but it was at the end of davening. So they came, and they went over to Moshe to ask him about his seder, and they said, the Rebbe wants you to tell us about your seder, and Moshe was so embarrassed. He said, how could it be that the Rebbe would say such a thing? I don't have a, what do you mean? So the Rebbe said, no, tell everybody about the Seder that you made last night. So he said the truth. So this fellow said, you know, that he said that Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of all the chametz. And you know, Rebbe, that the people here in town know that I occasionally have a drink. So in Erev Pesach, there's a lot of chametz to get rid of. And they had a lot of schnapps, Erev Pesach, you know, there's a big beer chametz by me. And I got completely drunk, terrible. And what happened was that they had to, it was embarrassed to say, and I don't know why you want me to embarrass myself like this, but they had to carry me from the bar on Erev Pesach. They had to bring me back to the house. I didn't go to the mikveh, I didn't get ready for Yontif, and I was lying there, and the children were waiting. My wife prepared the Seder table, and the children were waiting, and every single Jew in Dinev was with his family for the Seder, and my wife and the children came in like every hour. They came into my room to try to wake me up, and I said, I can't, my hips, I couldn't get out of bed, it was impossible, and then my wife was crying, and she started banging on my head, "Get up, it's Pesach night, how could you leave the children like this?" And I couldn't, finally it was already, the sun was coming up, and the children just sat with my wife, and they tried to make some kind of a thing, and they came into my room, and my wife was crying, and the children were standing there, and I was able to say a little bit early this morning to the children. I said to them that, "Look, I'm so sorry that I did this to you," and he said, "I promise you, I'm never going to have another drink the rest of my life. I'm not going to drink anything anymore. I'm finished, and it'll never happen again. And I know that I didn't. Every father in the whole dinner sat by the Seder tonight with his children, and I'm the only one. And I'm begging you to forgive me. But let me just tell you this one thing: that in the beginning, the Rabbi Shalom created the world. He created the world." And he made the most beautiful world, and he put an Adam and a Chava, and then things got, there were problems then with Noach at that time, and there were difficulties and all kinds of things. He went until finally there's a flood, and the Baruch Shem sent into the world Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they were big tzaddikim, and they had the Shvatim, and then the Baruch Shalom, in order to make us into his people, into a great people, he took us down to Mitzrayim, and we went through a lot of tzaras there in Mitzrayim. But Hashem Baruch remembered us in Mitzrayim, and he took us out. And he said, "I want to tell you, Kindlech, that Hashem Baruch always remembers us, no matter what we go through, he never forgets us. And the same way he took us out of Mitzrayim, he's going to take us out of where we are now, he's going to take us out of our tzaras." And he said, and that's all I remember, that I fell back to sleep, and I was able to get to shul a little while ago. I fell asleep. So the Bnei Sascha, everybody was standing there listening to this, and after davening, and the Bnei Sascha said that since Yitzias Nisraim, there was never a Jew that gave it over so clearly like this Yid. But it was so strong to his children. It was so clear to them, Yitzias Nisraim, and the Rebbe Shalom's love and promise that he'll keep his promise ever since that time that we first left Nisraim. There was never such a thing. And that's what it boils down to. It says, Kfir Shet Siva Avram Avinu Yitzchak, Yitzchak Al Yaakov, Yaakov Levanav, Levanav Levnayim, Levanav Levnayim, V'achareim Adlanu. That's all we have. That we were told. And we're also the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and from the Shvatim, all of us, and we don't think about it. But that's what this mother, this righteous woman, was saying to her child. Ashrecha b'ni, how fortunate you are, my child. Sha'atim ibn Yisrael. How fortunate you are that you're a Jew. See, for a child to hear that, what that meant. When we were going through the last 2 weeks, the descriptions of the Rebbe was describing how the lowest, filthiest Mitzri Egyptian would mock and beat Jewish children. And to hear these words, Ashrecha b'ni, how fortunate you are, Sh'atim b'nei Yisrael, that you're a Jew. B'nei Hashem, Hashem's children. Haya Sameach, Haye Sameach. You should rejoice. Hashem la'ordei zachisa, that you're zaycha to serve Hashem. Af im re'isa es achzarius, even though you've seen the cruelty of those who humiliate us and embitter our lives, don't have these thoughts. Don't have these thoughts that you expressed. Don't try to figure this out. Why hasn't Hashem had Rachmanis on us? And why is it that the king of the world, of the universe, Yazav is born of Bnei Israel, how could he abandon his children, Kolkach, for so long? Lahefka, the visa, that we should be left like that. It seems to be left, Hefka, and visa, humiliation. How come he didn't, in the blink of an eye, how come he didn't destroy all these cruel Rishayim? In 1 second, Hashem would have been nothing, would have been the easiest thing. How come he didn't do it? Is there any thunder or lightning that's missing in Shemayim? Or Habrakim also b'sharm l'sar from l'saisim offer? Can't send a little bit of lightning 1 second to burn and to kill all of these murderers, all of these Rishayim? These, of course, are the same thoughts that all the Jews had when they were in the Milchama.
But this is before. This is written way before, you said.
Was it written before? Sure, it was written before.
Like you said the 20s, you think?
I didn't see the date exactly. It was written before. Not that much before, but it was written before. That feeling of why doesn't the Baruch Shalom do something? This is not a big job for him. It's not a big job. A person standing in concentration camp, surrounded by barbed wires and guards, and dogs and whatever. So why can't the Baruch Shalom just give one little kvetch, and the whole place is and everything is over. All the tsaros is over. And the mother told the child, certainly the Baruch Shalom could have done such a thing, and a person would wonder. Al tahar v'al tisha. Afim tira ish is dach Hashem drachav heim. Uvehem hu hoylech. Umikol mokom nisyase. Even though you see that a person ish asher dach Hashem drachav heim, you see that a Jew is trying to live in the way of Hashem, to go the right way. Uvehem hu hoylech, and he, that's how he goes in the way of Hashem. Umekol makom nisyaser, and despite that, you see how much suffering he goes through. Al ta'abid es haylamcha b'ni. Don't let this destroy you. Don't let this take away your world, my child. Val tohin laharer achamayse kadosh baruch hu. And don't question and have any doubts about what Hashem does. Ke kadosh baruch hu hu harachman achi gadol. Because the Baruch Shalom is the biggest Rachman, he's the most compassionate. Rakol Yochalas is Ketzach, the Baruch Shalom could do anything that he wants. Mayig Shalai, Umiyochalas and Negdai, nothing is hard for him, and nobody could stop him. Hu Yisbarach Ein Seif, he's infinite. Rachmanusa Begam Yechalta Ein Seif Yisain, and his Rachmanis and his Kaiches is without end. The Kolsha Eiloscha Hirak Fimidas Daitacha. Your entire question, the mother says to the boy, your entire question is only kfimidas daitach, according to your understanding. Shein daitach mevinazais, that your mind can't understand this. Loma loirichem ad ata. Why didn't Hashem have rachmanis until now? Ka'omer daitach abedatainu anoishis. Your understanding, my way of understanding, it's all human. Elokeinu ain't safe, and our God is infinite. And his greatness is that we can't comprehend him. Adrabe. Gam bishar sha'ataraya es kol tzaraseinu v'cherpaseinu elu. Adrabe, even as you see all of the tzaras and all of the cherp, all the bushes and the bezyainas, tikon lefnei Hashem, humble yourself before Hashem, but time and say, Sadik Hashem l'chol drocha v'chasu v'chamasa. Hashem is righteous in all that he does. Makis libcha shvoich l'fonav, but pour your heart out to Hashem. Shirachem aleinu, that he should have rachmanis on us. Re'eino gam re'eya kirik, zekar v'lamasayim ve'ez hashon. And she says, look, my precious one, it's almost 210 years. Asher hayinu shkuim v'mitzrayim, that was stuck here in Mitzrayim. Because some of whom Mitzrayim are laying away more of them him called Tikva. And the Egyptians, our enemies, have rejoiced, proclaiming that there's no hope, that the Jews have no hope. Ad olam avadayim nishoyer. And they've said that we will remain their slaves forever. V'tachas shifteyim nigvan, we will die under their staff, meaning under their sticks, were going to die under their in slavery. But the one who dwells above is laughing. And now that the Ratzon, for whatever reason, Hashem's Ratzon has been revealed, Shalach es Neviyah HaKadoshim, he has sent his holy Neviyah, Moshe V'Aaron B'nei Amram, we go Aleinu Ma'avdus D'Cheiris, to redeem us from slavery to freedom, Yeshiva L'Gulu Me'afela, from darkness, Lord God, to great light. V'loi Mitachas HaShoit Levad Shal Mitzri, and not only are we being taken out from beneath the whip of the Egyptians, Rak Mitachas Garzan HaRishoyim Galeinu, and not only from beneath the axe of the Rishoyim is he redeeming us. Agam Min Zuhamosa, we should know. It's not only from the physical suffering and the torture that we're being redeemed. The mother tells the child, Ach gam min zuhamosam, from their filth. Ve'ashpeis atzmusam ya'aleinu, and we're going to be lifted from the depths and the filth of who they are, that Hashem is going to take us out. As Roya Midaseyam, the mother says, Roya Midaseyam, we're being taken out from the wickedness, the evil of their midas, of that whole way of life. B'chol tumas nafsham, and from the whole tuma of the Egyptian, the tumas nafsham of the Egyptian, the gufim hagruim me'achborim menachashim, from the tuma of the Egyptians that's lower and more disgusting than rodents and rats and snakes. Me'atzmeinu yina'er v'yason yitayer. We're going to be freed from all of that, and we're going to be purified from all of that. Right, Yiftiach Hashem lanu, and Hashem Yisbarach has promised us, She'eleinu mishmei Hashemayim yavai, that He's going to appear to us, meaning that He's going to descend and be revealed to us. V'tarasa HaKadosh Hashem b'shvilas k'laylam esbarach, and His holy Torah for whose sake all worlds were created, lanu yiten, He's going to give us. Uva kolonu neskadosh, and with the Torah all of us are going to be made holy. Kaloi bonav b'nei Hashem anu, we're His children, the children of Hashem. V'iyev shalonu lesnai kifisha yitza ha'ish, we can't just do whatever a person what we want. But a person thinks kifisha yovin kolach b'sich le'hanoishim, a person thinks with his human mind. Makasha yitza v'yovin he'lekin, only what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam understands. Aleinu lasos, that's what we have to do. Ladaber, to speak, velachshev, to think, achlitz, and to want, Hashem kodesh, Hashem is holy, v'nachnu goy kodesh niyah, and we will be a holy nation. And these are the words of Ischazkus and Emuna that a Jewish mother spoke, these were the words that were spoken to a child who all he saw his entire life was just the misery, and all he had were these kashas, these questions. The Rebbe says we can try to imagine what an effect this whole thing, the news of what was going on with Moshe and Aaron, and everything that was happening, how the kids were so excited, the effect this must have had on all the children. These are the same children that all they knew until then, all they ever saw with their eyes was just horror and fear. They wouldn't have to be any more like until now, how they had to dray around like in silence and abandonment. Yideim kilu medudalos, as if their hands were detached from their bodies. Chalgufim arach lakol ala nidav kula yiskavitz, and their entire body, the delicate bodies were mamish lakol ala nidav, like a leaf, a withered leaf from a tree. shriveled and torn from the tree and thrown around. Yiladim chayim nasu. Suddenly, these shriveled up. You know, like we've all seen pictures of children during the war. Those horrible pictures of and the lifelessness in the eyes and the that look of the children sitting on the streets in the ghetto. And after that, there aren't really pictures. I mean, that was the children didn't really live beyond that. But those eyes and the way that they looked, and all of a sudden he says, Yiladim chayim nasu. The children came back to life. Yiladim chayim nasu. The kol echad the beis chaver rots, and each child ran to his friend's house. Chaver l'chaver, and they started running around the kids. U'mechipozim eskabsim yachad abotim b'shokim, and they were running and getting together in houses and in the streets. And they were all talking to each other, the children, what they heard at home. So maybe there were some kids that said, I don't know, I'm not so sure, how, what. And the other kid would say, yeah, it's happening. The Rebbeinu Shalom has come. Ani akirei utchila. Chazal say the children felt this before anybody. It became strongest by the children because of their simple emuna. Zcharani oid kishayisi pamidbar levadi malach Hashem hachilani v'shkani. That I remember kishayisi pamidbar levadi malach Hashem, I was by myself in the desert and the angel of Hashem gave me to eat and gave me to drink. Meaning the children began to talk about Hashem and about the about what was happening, and they would run to the house, back home and say, Avi Imi, and call out to their parents, when is it happening, and when is the Baruch Hashem going to give us his Torah? You're not children, I'm impatient, why not today? And he writes, Elias Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be such a child to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Kol Asher Yitzaveni, whatever he tells me, Kol Asher Yitzaveni, yes, I will do whatever he tells me. V'yanu le'ovvi imai. And his parents would tell him, Chalei Amar Lucha B'neinu, we told you, Sha'onu in any Eidem Ma'uma, we don't know anything. V'loi B'shusenu Anu, and nothing is up to us, Rak B'shus HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Rit Sinai, on the Betalim, with nobody, with just bottle to the Ratzon of Hashem. Umasai Shiyala Beratzon Lefonav Yasa. So whenever the Baruch Shalom has decided that it's time, that's when it will be time. V'nach Netzichim L'chakis Lay, we have to wait for him. V'lispalei Lov T'davin to him. V'lim Kol Kach Atem Yiladim B'shtaykim V'gulosim Serosai. But children, if you're so anxious for the Geula, for his redemption and for his Torah, then you have to behave in a way that will prepare you and make you worthy of his Yeshua, of the salvation and of his Torah. And everybody together, the father, the mother, the boys, the girls, they accepted upon themselves that from now on we're going to live, we're going to do the best we can, to be the best we can, to get ready to prepare for the long-awaited day. So then, in the midst of all of this, and all of the excitement, there was also the disappointment that it was slipping out. And that power started, and that the Xerius before it got better, it got worse. So it didn't stop the bitterness. Adrabah. To make their lives a bit of a shuv. That they weren't getting what they needed, the supplies, and they still had to produce more bricks. So here everybody was so excited and everybody was talking about Geula and everybody was waiting, when, and now it got worse. Shul Bnei Yisrael Mismamarim. And again, it became terrible. Ki Yesh She Yisrael Mukim. The Rebbe says that there is such a thing. The Jews are beaten. And the cruel Russia adds more beatings and more cruelty. And the Yidden don't know that is the beginning already of redemption. That it's part of the redemption itself. It started. And then the Yidden saw that Hashem brought the Makis, the plagues, the Paro, and Mitzrayim, the Goyim Gedolim, great sicknesses, plagues. And Bnei Yisrael, Maisif Muhammad Hashem L'shtoykeik, and Bnei Yisrael continued to believe in Hashem, L'shtoykeik, and to long for salvation. L'skar ve'lov, to get closer to Him and to prepare. V'ini halel shimurim bo, the night of watching arrived. Hein oidim b'mitzrayim, they were still in Mitzrayim when that night came, when Pesach night came. Avaloi avodim, but they were no longer slaves. Avaloi shivei ruachim, and not broken spirited. Es pischeim oichlam, they were eating the korban Pesach. Na'aleim v'raglei maklaseim v'yedeihim hachin le'igoyel. Already, as it says in Torah, with their shoes on and their sticks in their hands, all ready to leave. Ufa'imim halal, and they were singing halal. Shiras v'tishbachis, songs and praises that we should cross us, call Nisam Elif, to the one who had already done these miracles. Milal kazais, who would have ever dreamt of such a thing? Mehemen l'shmosein, who would believe this? Mikol chalainis Yisrael, and from every Jewish window, from the window of every Jewish home, Hashir v'hazimra misparetz, is singing, exploding from every Jewish home. Hoid l'Hashem ki toiv ki lo ilam chazdai. Upisayim, and suddenly, v'hinei kol mar marish tachas chaloni Yisrael, from their windows, from outside the windows, the Yidden heard a horrible, horrible, bitter scream. Mikan Moshe, Mikan Aaron, Tzu, Hailod Nispachlo Mitchilo, Bekol Roda, Shalvas Arayim, Ovi Imihim, Shuv Hanagis, Arash, Akarish, Ateich, Lavoida. Who's here, Moshe? Who's here, Aaron? Go out, out. And the children were very afraid. When they heard screaming, they started to shake, and they asked their parents, Ovi Imi, is it going to happen now all over again? In other words, they're back, the Gestapo's back. And this was all just a dream, and now he's screaming that noise outside the window. He's screaming at us, arise, arise, that we have to go out and we're going to go back to work now when everything is finished. But Moshe Rabbeinu and his brother Aaron promised us that tonight we're going to leave. It's going to be the Geula. So the parents would calm down the children and reassure them. Al tiru yiladim, don't be afraid. Al tefachadu. Hishiva haremlam, the parents told them. Leha noiges kare, that's not the sound of the noiges. That's not the sound of the rishon. Of the Gestapo coming back. Rak paro imsarav. The screaming and crying is coming from Paro and his henchmen. Hashemim osam. The same Paro and all of his thugs from whom the entire world was shaking, and he would give a little bit of a wink. When Paro gave a wink of his eye, rivers of Jewish blood used to spill. Now Paro with all of the ministers and all of his cabinet and all of his generals and all of his henchmen, all of these guys, they're now dragging around, screaming in the streets because of their pain. Al Pischa Yisrael, and why they're coming to the Jewish section? They came into the ghetto. Al Pischa Yisrael, Levakish is Moshe and Aaron. They're looking for Moshe and Aaron. And they're begging Moshe and Aaron, looking for them, Vayisanu, and all of us, Shenirachem, that we should have compassion, that we should have Rachmanis on them. Loinis Mameya, that we shouldn't stay here anymore. Rak Miyad Neitzei, that we should get out of here, leave. Ruin Oyeladai. And the parents said, look, children, Ruin Os Masi Hashem, look at what Hashem has done. Kirav Hu, it's awesome, it's great. Yev Shalem Leiladim Lesapig Yoser. The children couldn't hold back anymore. Hem Kovtsim Mim Kamisayim, they're jumping up and down. Meraktim, dancing, Ranan Mikolaseim, and singing Hazakim with their pure voices. Vahireim, Oizim Lehem, and their parents together with them. Amakim Kafakaf, and clapping. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. May His name be praised. Ein Kamaychim Elokim Hashem. Ein Kamasech, there's no one like you, Hashem. How should we thank you? How should we praise you? And how do we bench you, the one who is above all brachas? All of the people of the house. Everybody in the house was dancing. Mabayis labayis and mishavi yisrael l'shavet. And this was going on in every home, and where all the Jews, all the Yidden lived, from one tribe to the other. V'kol yisrael meraninim. V'kulom yachad meraktim. The time had come when everybody started dancing together. Shom be'eretz Mitzrayim. Over there, while still in Egypt. V'lohus mavis. With Avodah in the place of death and desolation. Zakas Shever Yilalas Pisonim. From that place where there was always the screaming, the crying of poverty, of brokenness, of misery, and the hissing of the snakes, meaning of their torturers. The Kan Be'eretz Goshen, here in Eretz Goshen. Oyri Yeshua v'simcha, light and salvation and joy, Shira v'zimr l'Hashem. U'malachei ma'ilas smeichem imohem, and not only in this world, but all of the malachim above were rejoicing with Bnei Yisrael below. V'aymin baruch Hashem alakei Yisrael, and the malachim are saying, baruch Hashem, the God of Israel. V'akadosh baruch hu smeichem, and the Baruch Shalom himself, rejoiced and danced and singing together with all Klal Yisrael. And we toich shira v'zimra kazu b'nei Yisrael yoytzim v'mitzrayim, and with this song and with this singing and dancing, we began our march from Mitzrayim. We danced out of Mitzrayim. We didn't walk out of Mitzrayim. We danced out of Mitzrayim. Lo halichem v'mitzrayim, the Rebbe says. We didn't walk out. Rak v'kidu misham haisa. We danced out of Mitzrayim. Lifnei Hashem Elokei Shamayim, and they saw before them Hashem Elokei Shamayim V'aretz Elokei Yisrael Holech Bamud Anan Ve'esh. They saw the cloud, the fire, the pillar of fire. U'Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, Mizikneim, and the leaders of all the Shvatim Yimoyim, of all the tribes together with them. U'Psukei HaHalel, and they were singing the Psukim of Halel. B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hallelu Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Paray. To give praise now with the Avdei Hashem, with the servants of Hashem, and not the servants of Paro anymore. Hoyd L'Hashem Kitov. Ma'arishim Es Ha'olam. The whole world was shaking with the singing of Bnei Yisrael. To keep us Arakia Kilim Misrememes L'Kailam, and it seemed as if the sky was being lifted up with their voices. Humas Olam Shoilam, and the nations of the world were asking, Mizai Olam in Hamidbar, like it says in Shir Hashirim, who is this who's rising up from the desert, Mr. Apekis al Daida, clinging to her beloved? Miha Machna Rekedis Sham Espneim Anilha, who is this camp? Who is this huge gathering of dancing people, of dancers. Ashapneim nilhav nifnim shemaim, whose fiery faces are turned towards shemaim. But ba'eish shirosim, with the fire of their songs. Kol atzam oila, their very beings are rising up to shemaim with the music, with the songs. So the goyim said, Ela husayn elu. It's the godly. Ein zeis, they're not human beings. Ein zeis kim. Shayaros Malachi Hashemai, Malachi Hashemai, they're angels, Bishirosim Hashem, it's angels singing to God. El Ha'aretz Higia, angels that have come down to this world. Loi Malachi Shemayim Heim, they're not angels from Shemayim. Rak Sarfe Kela Shebaretz, they're the angels of God in this world. B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Hashem Hema. The children of Hashem, they're not angels from Shemayim, they're angels in this world. Kesherobu Tzerosem Mitzrayim. You just didn't recognize them. Because throughout all of the Tzerosem Mitzrayim, Hushcha, Mishcha Taram, that their images became so darkened and so blackened. Oz Gam Shom, Hashem Avim Malkim. Even during that time, not now when everything is beautiful, they're all like angels and singing. You think now, they were always angels. But they were so blackened. Shchayra Nivinava. They were so blackened. But even then, Hashem was their father and their king. Gam Shom Vasmusam Kosu Nizdru. Even though their essence, their names, their essence was covered and was hidden. Va'ata, and now, kishayishia Hashem oisam, now that Hashem has saved them, has redeemed them. Oz shem Hashem gam shmam shem bonav bnei Yisrael hifiyu. The name of Hashem and their names, the holy names of bnei Yisrael, all of that has surfaced, has appeared. V'yakiru v'yeidu kol yosh v'yisevel she'Hashem Elokein v'Hashem Echad. And now all the goyim, everybody in the world, will recognize, will see that Hashem Elokein v'Hashem Echad mika'amach Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. It was always that way, just nobody saw, nobody recognized, because we were so blackened, darkened by our tzaras. We didn't see it, of course, ourselves. That's the most horrible hastapana. We didn't recognize our own greatness. We didn't see within ourselves who we really are. So the Rebbe finishes. Hinni mekavel Hashem. Hinni mekavel Hashem. Lashem. He says, I have hope in Hashem. Sha'ata achar shavarta boruch v'avreich. Now that you've gone through these few pages, young man, Al machshavas kegan elu, and you've seen some of these machshavas, kvar ba'at me'atzmach atira, that you yourself can see, as rabbis ata elas b'hen, the great advantage of being able to think this way and learn this way. V'mitchila efshachay libcha mefakfek leima matay leinu. You could say at the beginning you might have thought, what's the difference? I know about Yisrael. I mean, I you know. So. We were Mitzrayim, we left, and okay, you'll be saying it. Like Cain out there, but now you see it's not true. What you thought that it was, what do you need any of these things for? Ki betach mehenis ragashta, there's no question that you were moved by all of this. U'bishozu ki'ilu betateya kol machshove had yaitis titesa. And you know that as you were going through this, it's like there was a broom that was cleaning out, and that all of the thoughts that you had, all the doubts and questions that you had. And you were filled with feelings of holiness and a longing for Hashem. So what else can we ask? Only that we should be filled with these feelings of holiness and a longing for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. These last seven pages are from the most earth-shattering things that a person can read in his life, to learn in his life, to figure out how that we should make it part of ourselves and how we should try to give it over to our families and And I was reading in the, it was in the Mishpacha magazine, Mishpacha last week. It was, this is an alter yid, a very holy little Jew, survivor of Friedenson. You know, some of you know, he wrote, he's been writing publishing the Yiddish magazine, the Yiddish of Art, since the Muhammad. I met him one occasion. He came to speak when I was in yeshiva to the children, to the kids. So he was saying, there's a picture of him there, and there's some pictures, they were interviewing him. He's already he's a very old person. And he wasn't a child during the Muhammad. And he went through all the Polish Yidden, what they went through, and they asked him over there, because there's a picture from after the Milchama, when they were there right after the war. So he would get up and he would do an impersonation of Hitler. He would say over Hitler, he had perfect German, and he would impersonate one of Hitler's speeches before the Milchama. You know, like from the documentaries, and over there, every Amaleki was standing over there, and the Reich was screaming and yelling about them, and Friedenson would imitate, would impersonate Hitler, and you see their picture of him doing that, you know, and everybody, the Jews, that the survivors around him are all laughing, and the one who was interviewing him asked, "Isn't that something that? How could you like do that? Like that? Wouldn't that be something that would cause terrible pain to the yeah, you can't bring that up, you can't." So he didn't explain. Hey, how do you explain that? He just said it was like, you know, we understood amongst each other what that was. That was the v'nahapaychu. That was the Purim to imitate Hitler, Yimach Shemayim. That was the Purim, and all of the things that he swore he would do to us. And then Naha Pechua She Yisotu Heimu B'Seneim. And we should be zeichet to see with our eyes.